If you enjoy interdisciplinary, you should check out Healwell's new show, The Rub, a podcast about massage therapy. You can click the link in the show notes or find The Rub wherever you listen to podcasts. See you there.
Interdisciplinary Healwell's Healthcare Podcast. We are at the very beginning of season seven.
Woo!
Season seven of Interdisciplinary, and this is all thanks to you. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to us say the quiet parts loud and the loud parts loud and just talk loud. I am Rebecca Sturgeon. I am joined here by Carrie Jordan. And we have been abandoned by the rest of Healwell, who
That's
is
right.
currently, as we speak, at some conference or something.
The International Massage Therapy Research Conference.
Oh, like they're concerned about learning or something.
Right.
Yeah. What is that? So Carrie and I are here to bring you a sort of short preview of season seven. And don't worry, everybody's coming back from the conference, I assume, if there's not like a major,
we'll see.
Event.
Who will rise from the rubble?
Imtrick game of, I don't, what's the thing with Katniss? Oh, God. We are pop culture illiterate here.
Yes. Again, what happens when you leave Carrie and Rebecca alone is you get the people who don't know about the things that the people like or
right.
like people.
I mean, we like people, but just
the distance.
Yeah. Yeah. and in small doses.
Right.
So it is introverts gone wild today.
That's right.
And because of contractual obligation and retaliation from the fearsome Calcates, I am bringing you today's pun. You know what happened the last time I did the pun, and it's probably going to happen again. So get ready.
I'm ready.
So Carrie, I was outside and I was wondering, you know, just walking in the park, and I saw this ball, and I was wondering why the ball got bigger.
Huh.
Then it hit me.
Oh, woo! I like it.
You do?
I do. I do.
Oh, see, this is why we get along.
Your delivery was great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have been studying the the Calcate School of Punology. Calcates and Carolyn Hamrick, as a matter of fact.
Oh my goodness! It's gonna be big, people.
Yes. Huge. Which, you know, if you are interested in more of Calcates and possibly Carolyn Hamrick, you may want to check out our Patreon.
That's true.
Yep.
They are both featured heavily.
Yes. Yes. And we hope to see you there. This will all be in the show notes. All of the information about the Patreon and information about everything we're going to talk about today. So today, Carrie Jordan, we're just going to talk about what's coming up in this season of Interdisciplinary.
This episode is actually like a peek inside the brain of Rebecca Sturgeon, because what you may or may not know, dear listeners, is that the entire vision and schedule of Interdisciplinary lives mostly inside Rebecca's head. And so today we're going to crack in and I'm going to say, hey, Rebecca, what's going on?
Well, first, let me sift through the myriad of you know, jumping rabbits and other things in my head. The first thing we're going to do is when everybody gets back from Intric, we're going to sit down and talk about it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah. And it's already, I mean, it's day one. And judging by the fact that I left my phone for maybe an hour and I had 15 text messages.
A lot's going down in Alexandria, Virginia right now, people.
Yeah.
A lot is going down. So you will hear about all of it. Strap in. In addition to hearing about it live from Corey, Cal, and Laura, who are all there. Corey is creating a vlog, so keep your eyes peeled coming soon for Corey behind the camera, live at ImTrick. Or not live. I guess it'll be after the fact.
Recorded live.
And there you go.
Lightly edited. Yeah, you know, but it's we'll think of an exciting title.
Yeah. For those who don't know, ImTrek, the International Massage Therapy Research Conference, is put on by the Massage Therapy Foundation. It was every other year, but then, you know, there was this little COVID thing and it kind of, you know, got mixed up a bit. So we're back, apparently. This is the first one in the post-COVID-y or the during COVID-y times that we live in now. So it'll be really exciting to see. There are poster presentations. There are big presentations. They're not doing any plenary sessions this time around, but there's a lot going down. And in terms of shameless self-promotion of HealWell, I will say that Dr. Hunter Groninger is going to be presenting about a paper that we published a couple of years ago because, you know, COVID has slowed it all down. But he will be doing a presentation about the qualitative paper that we wrote about our dosing study. And Rebecca and we'll link that in the show notes if you want to get all geeky and do some homework ahead of hearing about ImTrick.
That's right. Yeah, because geek is the new cool, I guess.
That's right. HealWell, it is.
Yeah, that's right. It is. I mean, really, for folk who don't read papers for fun, like some people I know might do, it is a readable study. Like, you can read it and understand it, and don't be scared. And even so, if this is something, research is something that you want to get more into, you may want to check out, if you haven't already, the HealWell community, community.healwell.org, because there's lots of people there who are in this world and love to talk about it and tell you about it.
And I will say, the Massage Therapy Foundation, their site has a lot of great resources and case study materials and all kinds of good stuff too. So they are worth checking out as well. So if you can't be live at ImTrick, you know, you can go visit the website, feel like you're part of it.
That's right. That's right. That's how introverts conference.
That's right.
That's so that's going to be the first episode. And then we have a couple of guests coming up that I'm really excited about. The first is guests Kamalitha Livingstone and Susan Rama, who are from an organization called Tip It Forward, which is based in Louisville, Kentucky. Tip It Forward is a nonprofit organization that provides holistic healthcare to people in the community, to underserved people in the community, for free. So they have done work at rehab centers, done work with young mothers, with women who are recovering from addiction, just all kinds of things in the community, and definitely did a lot of created care packages for healthcare workers during the pandemic.
Cool.
And yeah, they're a great organization that, full disclosure, I am involved with directly. And they also are starting up an education arm, because a lot of their training is all about making sure that their practitioners are trauma-informed, because a lot of the populations they work with are human and therefore have experienced trauma.
It turns out
it's a thing. But yeah, they have really excellent training that started as the practitioner training, which I have personally experienced, and now is becoming available to the general public and will be available through HealWell this May, an introduction to trauma-informed care, emphasis on introduction, because this is a big, important topic, but we're hoping that we can get more content from them in the future. But you'll hear from them on the podcast.
Excellent. I am so looking forward to that. That is going to be a great episode.
Yeah. And we'll have their website in the show notes. I invite you to check it out and check out their sort of flagship vehicle, which is a converted school bus.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. It's a school bus that has been converted into a mobile health clinic. And there's a space for massage, and there's a space where they do a little meditation mindfulness. There's a little intake space. It's kind of amazing.
That is phenomenal. I'm so looking forward to this episode.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's good stuff. So check them out. They're an amazing organization. You'll hear more from them. And then after Tip It Forward, we have another guest, which is what?
Unheard of for us.
Unheard of. Our guest is the author of The Hospice Doctor's Widow.
Jennifer O'Brien.
Jennifer O'Brien, yes. And she'll be talking to us about her book, which is gorgeous.
Yes, yes.
Just gorgeous. And about her experiences and her life. And I got to tell you, this is a guest that I don't know as much about. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that Jennifer O'Brien is kind of new to Healwell's radar. We just recently sort of discovered her, and she does incredible work, and she is, as the title of her book suggests, her husband was a hospice physician who himself died of cancer. And her book is really from her journals during the time that he was dying. And one of the things that's really beautiful about them, and one of the things, of course, that piqued Healwell's attention, is that they're just real. And she really speaks very openly and genuinely, both in her book and in the advocacy work that she does now, of which there is myriad, and we'll talk about that when we speak to her. But she is very keen on just owning how hard it is to watch the person you love die, to then live after your person has died. and particularly that the way that being enmeshed in the world of hospice and palliative care and end of life doesn't make it less painful when it happens to you, doesn't make it suck less. And so she's really, really interesting and open, and does tons of great advocacy work to support caregivers and families and hospice organizations.
Yeah, that's going to be such a good conversation.
Yeah.
Really, because this reminds me of so much of what I think we come across in a smaller way, and the kind of work that Healwell therapists do, working with people who are ill or who are facing chronic illness, and just generally challenged in that way. And it doesn't mean that if we ourselves become ill or develop a chronic illness, that suddenly we're like, I know what to do.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you fix the carburetor and then you can fix your own carburetor. That's not how it works.
Truly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so that is our first few weeks of season 7. And then we get into the summer, and we're kind of like free and easy and open this summer. So,
yeah. And one of the things we really, you know, we say this on the podcast all the time, but we really want to, one of the reasons we're doing this little teaser episode for you guys is we want to let you know that we are sincerely and genuinely interested in what you want to hear and what you want to talk about. And so we are hoping that this little preview of the first few weeks that we have planned for you will get your juices flowing and your excitement happening. And we want to hear from you. What else would you like to hear this season? And so please write to us at podcast@healwell.org and give us your thoughts. Become a Patreon and see what's in there, because maybe some of you secret squirrels have some ideas that are either stimulated by the bizarre and exciting content of our Patreon. Maybe there's more you want us to share with the world. We're really curious to hear what people, why do you listen? What do you want more of?
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, besides puns, which we know you want so many more of those.
It's endless puns. Yes. Wasn't that a song, My Endless Pun?
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's Dolly Parton. I don't know. What's pop culture? Anyway, that's like the extent of my pop culture knowledge. Yes. Yeah, seriously, this is, I mean, you're listening to this podcast now in your ear with us talking at you, but we really do want this to be a conversation where we're talking about the things that you are interested in, and you are definitely letting us know what you think. So podcast@healwell.org, and we hope to see you there. We hope to see you in the community or on our social medias.
We also hope to see you coming soon.
Yeah.
To our next virtual symposium. It's not a virtual conference this year because it's just one day,
yes.
But it is titled Healthcare and Intimacy. And we are going to have some really spectacular guests and keynote speakers and a fascinating panel. So yes. That will be September 24th. You should mark your calendars and keep an eye out for more information coming. And then the thing that I'm really excited about that's coming up is this year is Healwell's 12th birthday. And
what?
Yeah. And so Healwell actually turned 10 in June of 2020.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'd had a big thing planned that didn't happen.
Right.
Just like everybody in 2020. And so we decided to hold off. And now that we're going to turn 12, October 1st, we'll be having a live in the person and also virtual for those of you who can't travel party. But the party will be held in Potomac, Maryland. And for real, everybody's invited.
Yes.
All those who know, love Healwell, and the people who know and love those people are welcome to join us in Potomac, Maryland on October 1st. Again, stay tuned. We will provide a lot more information. But if you have a full dance card and you need to schedule out, please mark that date because you'll be busy partying with Healwell.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you can answer the question that I know is on everybody's mind is, who is the tallest Healwell staff member?
Right. Do any of you actually have legs?
Right, right. And do you wear shoes? You know.
So many burning questions.
So many. Yes. So this, this is going to be a fun party. Like 2 years in the making.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, we have a bunch of stuff coming up and we are so excited to share it with you guys. And we are so grateful that you keep showing up to find out what we've got hidden up our sleeves.
That's right. That's right. And we appreciate you. You are the reason why we do this and why we can continue to do this. And we look forward to hearing from you. So next week, we'll be in your ears with some MTRC breakdown.
Oh yeah.
And thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Interdisciplinary is produced by Healwell. Our theme music is by Harry Pickens. New episodes are available weekly through your favorite podcast outlet. And you can send us an email at podcast@healwell.org. That's podcast@healwell.org. Thanks for listening.